of confidence, you know, as a group, yeah, we're confident, you know, but, you know, I think we're going to be going up, you know, another couple of percent with in terms of who the opposition will be. You know, this is an awesome team, and, you know, they're the pinnacle, really, of, you know, small areas and, you know, what can be achieved. And, you know, we can only really dream of, you know, achieving what they've achieved. And come here, we're looking forward to a good game. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough, but, you know, we'll try our very best.
You say a week's long time in football, but I suppose the contrast in the way you've won through in the county final to the way you've disposed of the Monaghan champions. A lot of people have rode in behind Kilkerry now, you have caught the attention, probably heads up above the radar now, and Slaughtney will be paying particular attention to, is of course Mickey Moran, a familiar face here in Donegal football as well, but it is a huge challenge.
Yeah, come here, it's a huge challenge for us. Mickey Moran, fantastic manager, you know, very nice person to go along with it. And, you know, no matter be management or on the field, you know, it's a massive challenge for us. But one we're really looking forward to, one we're not afraid of as a group. And, you know, we know if we perform well, we're there or thereabouts. So we'd be hoping, you know, maybe just the run of the green, you know, the luck of the draw, and, you know, it might get us through.
The one thing that would have been present there the last day as well, I suppose, prying eyes, and I'm sure Slaughtney and their backroom team, and I'm sure their players as well, have had a good look at Kilkerry, but a lot of the familiar faces in that Kilkerry side, I know over the years with Donegal, people are well aware of their footballing abilities, but collectively, they've probably had a good look at Kilkerry and know that the energy, the pace that's there, they'll be out to stop that the next day. So I'm sure you're expecting a much tighter, much tougher, probably a much more suffocating sort of atmosphere and maybe intensity to the play.
Yeah, come here. In Donegal, you get a lot of that anyway. At times when teams go very defensive on us, I don't really expect Slaughtney to go as defensive, but you know, they've got super players all over the pitch. They're six defenders, they're as good as, you know, a lot of county setups. In fairness, you know, they don't, you're not going to score very much against them, you know, but we're going to try, and we got to take probably all our chances, you know, kick all our frees, and you know, keep them out, and you know, not concede too many frees, and just keep trying to stay in the game, maybe get a lead, and you know, see where it takes us. But we know the challenges ahead of us. It's not going to be easy, but you know, we're looking forward to it.
Having won the Doctor Mawarey for the first time in 24 years, I suppose the easiest thing to do would have been to rest it on your laurels and maybe celebrate that there, and really appreciate, you know, getting across that line finally. But you seem to have taken this Ulster Championship, and even the next day, bonus territories is a horrible phrase in football. And I'm sure Kilkerry, with the players you have, know the experience there through, you know, various grades with the county and over the years, from Mickey Higgerty down to new lads like Steve McBertie coming into the panel, you're going to want to make this count, because who knows when this opportunity might come along again.
Well, that's what I said to them before the game the last day. I says, lads, you don't know when you'll be back here, so, you know, take the bull by the horn and just go for it. And you know, we played well. We're probably let play, you know, maybe Scotstown, looking back in it, probably, you know, regret some of the decisions maybe they made, the way they played against us. But you know, we, you know, at the end of the day, we really upped our performance from anything we'd done in Donegal all year. You know, Paddy, probably the best 20 minute half an hour spell he's ever had for the club anyway. And you know, on top of all that, Michael Higgerty, I thought, was exceptional at centre half back. You know, he really controlled the pace of the game. And you know, but then again, for us to get over the line the next day, all these guys are going to have to do the same and possibly more again. And that's, you know, that's now where we're at.
But it shows how adaptable you are too, in terms of the game that Glenty's tried to play in the county final. You were able to grind that through, and then maybe a stare down, you know, hell for leather against Steeltown the last day, or Scotstown. It shows you have that adaptability, and again, that's something that you'll be hoping to see the next day, depending on what Slaughtney will bring.
You know, I talk to the lads a lot about the game management, different situations. I mean, like, at the end of the day, they're the guys that are out there. It's, you know, you can't be shouting out onto the pitch making switches the whole time. The lads have got to understand different games, you know, and different teams will throw different things at you. And you know, it's about being mentally prepared more so than physically. The lads are able to run, the lads are fit, you know. It's just about the upstairs battle, you know. Do you want it more than the guy you're marking? And if so, you got to go and perform, and that's the approach you take.
And anyway, Barry, best of luck away in that Ulster semi-final against Slaughtney. A massive game. It's not just Kilkerry running behind us. I'm sure there'll be a lot of good football people throughout Donegal travelling to Oma on Saturday night to cheer you on. I'm sure you'll welcome that as well.
I will welcome anybody that wants to jump on our bandwagon. Yeah, you know, our Kilkerry supporters, they travel very well anyway. You know, there'll not be a house in the parish, you know, with anybody in it come next Saturday. And we're looking forward to it as a group. And come here, as I say, if we get that wee bit of luck, you know, you just never know on the night.